Utah's community bank. Member FDIC.
You know your closet well, but what does it sound like? Yes, your closet. Does it whisper your taste? Does it scream your taste? The new Stitch Fix Freestyle, your personalized store, gets to know your unique style and fit. Its selection transforms to show you only the looks and trends you love. With a store that evolves alongside your taste, your closet will scream, so you, without actually screaming. Introducing Stitch Fix Freestyle for women and men, your personalized store. We're so you.
Bundling car and renter's insurance with GEICO is so easy, your neighbors are probably already doing it. So why not ask? Just say,
hey, did you get your hair cut? It looks cool. Also, have you saved even more by bundling with GEICO?
Or maybe,
hey, did you get your hair cut? It looks weird. Not weird, cool. Anyway, have you bundled with GEICO?
Or try,
hey, did you get your hair cut? It doesn't look weird at all. Anywho, have you saved by bundling with, hey, easy with that rake.
Bundling is easy with GEICO. Just ask your neighbors.
Well, we're waiting to get started. Apparently our officials have gone to sleep down in their dressing room.
Yeah, they're honking the horn. They're trying to get them to come out here. We don't have any officials here. Everybody's standing around looking. You know, it is a good time to say, hey, the students are here. We're red, white, and blue tonight. They're dressed up. But got to give props here to the coaching staff at Mountain Home. They've got red, white, and blue as well. They got some red ties, white shirts, and all got blue pants on.
Give them a round of applause.
Max Atkinson on the PA said a round of applause for the officials.
Yeah.
So Braden Dewey's going to jump center for Mountain Home. It will be Josh Robinson trying to win the tip for Greenbrier. This opening tip off brought to you by Shelter Insurance agent Scott Tabor. Ball is up in the air, and the tip is won by the Bombers. They'll be moving right to left in this first half.
Might be the loudest round of applause the officials get all night.
Yeah,
right there.
Totally, yeah. Here is Bickford into the front court. Greenbrier starting off in a man-to-man. Now Proctor has it up at the top. He'll give it back to Bickford. He drills between the circles. Gives it to Proctor on the left side. He's going to pull up for the three-pointer. In and out, no good. Rebound's being fought for. And is it going to be a jump ball? It is. And Greenbrier will get the ball in possession now.
You know, one advantage Mountain Home may have during this game is our height on rebounds. Dewey's got the height advantage. Will he be aggressive going after the ball? I hope we see him give it a lot of offensive rebounds and putbacks tonight.
Weaver throws it up top to Runzik. Over on the left side to now goes to Barry. Now back up top to Runzik. Over on the right side. Now up top with Barry. Barry's going to try to throw it to Weaver. The ball is knocked away, but Greenbrier is able to keep possession. As now the ball is with Runzik on the left side. He drills the free throw line. Gives it there to Jones. Jones going to dribble to the low block. Now kicks it back out to Barry. Matt's home in a man-to-man. Barry takes screen. Now throws it to Weaver. Weaver dribbling up at the top. Now he's going to the low block. Is he going to be called for the offense foul? He is! Eli Weaver picks up his first personal foul. Team foul number one against the Panthers. And their first possession of the night ends in a turnover. 6:56, let's play in the first quarter. No score as of yet.
A good defensive possession there by the Bombers. Came off and helped, and Kai took a good job getting in front of Weaver for the offensive foul.
Bickford gives the Elson on the left side. Now Proctor has it there on the wing. He's dribbling towards the low block. Has the ball knocked away. It's stolen by the Panthers. Back comes Weaver. He's going to go into the lane for the layup. No good. Offensive rebound for Robinson. He couldn't get the follow. And this time, now Tom gets the board.
You're lucky there for the Bombers. 2-point blank looks for Greenbrier that just didn't fall.
Proctor with it. He'll throw it up top to Ellison. Over to Carson on the right side. Up top now to Dewey. Over to Bickford on the left. 6:15 left to play in the first quarter. Bickford drills to the free throw line. Throws up top to Ellison. Over to Proctor on the right. Proctor takes the screen. He'll dribble up to the top, gives it there to Dewey. He's going to pull up for the three-pointer. Good! And now Tom strikes first.
That's a part of Dewey's game that has really improved this year as the year went on. He's been able to step out and hit that three out there, which opens him up a lot more down low.
3-0 Bombers leading it with less than 6 minutes left in the first quarter. Here's Weaver with it. He's setting up the play. Looks like Mount Holmes in a 2-3 zone now. Ball goes to Barry. He's going to pull up for the jumper. It misses everything. Offensive rebound for Robinson. He'll kick it out to Jones. Now to Weaver. Up top now to Runzik. His three-pointer good. And just like that, we're tied.
Yeah, good job there by Greenbrier. They hit that offside pass. You know, Weaver made the extra pass. He could have took him. A good shot. He made one extra pass for a great shot. It went down for Greenbrier.
Tied at 3-all with 5:21 left to play in the first quarter. Here's Bickford giving it to Dewey on the right side. Now Carson has it there on the wing. He's met by the switching screen man. Ball goes to Bickford, over to Proctor on the left side. Back to Bickford. Now to Proctor once again on the left wing. He'll take the screen from Dewey, drill to the elbow. He's going into the lane for the running jumper. Rolls around and goes in.
Yeah, worked out in the favor for the Bombers there. Greenbrier is in a man-to-man, pretty aggressive. They'd been switching every screen, and they got caught there not switching, and Proctor took it straight to the hole.
Luke Proctor's first 2 points of the night. Mounts Holmes up 5-3 with 4:50 left in the first quarter. Josh Robinson's shot on low block, way too strong. The rebound comes to Greenbrier. Ball goes over to the left corner, pulling up for the three-pointer was Jones. He couldn't get the foul to go. Robinson gets another offensive rebound. He can't get that foul to go. Ball goes out of bounds. They're going to say last touch by Mountain Home, and Greenbrier will keep possession with 4:35 left to play in the first quarter.
It'll be the first time I've seen two air balls from inside of 3 feet from Greenbrier.
I know. Here's Weaver with it. Gives it to on the right side to Runzik. He'll take the screen, drill to the free throw line, throws up top to Barry. Over to Weaver near the right corner. He goes out to the north of the wing. Now ball goes up top to Jones. Jones is dribbling into the paint. Kicks out to Weaver. Tries to throw it to Weaver. Ball goes between his legs and out of bounds. And Greenbrier will commit their second turnover of the night. 4:19 left to play in the first quarter. Bombers get the ball back, leading 5-3.
Well, good job there by the Bombers. Collapsing on that, forcing that air pass.
Yeah. I was like, would you consider that unforced, though, or would you? It's
yeah,
kind of hard.
Would be a forced turnover.
Okay.
Yeah.
Here's Carson with it. He's going to turn it over as he loses the handle of the ball. Greenbrier comes up with a steal. And back quickly, the Panthers come. Here's Robinson losing the handle of the ball, but he's able to secure it before it goes out of bounds. He will give it to Barry. He's dribbling on the left wing. Now going up toward the top. He's going to drill toward the free throw line. That kicks up top to Weaver. Weaver drills the left elbow. Up top now it goes to Runzik. Over on the right side to Jones. And he's going to be called for the travel.
Yeah, Bombers are really aggressive right here on the defensive end, causing Greenbrier here to force the ball in some turnovers here.
3:41 left to play in the first quarter. Bombers get the ball back, leading 5-3. Bickford will take an inbound pass from Ellison and walk it into the front court. Half-court man-to-man once again for Greenbrier. Ball goes over on the right side to Proctor. Proctor's going to drill to the free throw line. Throws it to Dewey, cutting into the lane. Follow layup, good.
Wow, that was a great pass there by Proctor. Didn't look like he was throwing it to anybody, and all of a sudden you saw Dewey jump right in there and grab that ball for a layup.
5 points for Braden Dewey. 7-3, Mountain Home leading with 3:19 left in the first quarter. Here is Weaver with it. Looks like a 2-3 zone once again.
Yeah, it does look like we're in kind of a 2-3 zone here, kind of packing it down low.
Yep. Here is Jones with it. He's going to pull up for the jumper just outside the paint. No good. Rebound's knocked around, and Jones controls it. He goes in for the layup. Good.
Yeah, unfortunate there for the Bombers. Got a hand on the ball, trying to tip it back to ourselves, and Greenbrier was right there for the layup.
Well, that's Greenbrier's fifth rebound of the night, and the first 2 points of the night for Reese Jones. 7-5, Green Mounts Home up. 2:45 left to play in the first quarter. Here's Ellison with it up top. Picks up his dribble, throws it to Carson on the left. Down to Proctor near the corner. He'll take the screen from Dewey as he drills toward the elbow. Now goes back behind the arc. Up top now to Ellison. Over to on the right side to Bickford. Bickford will give it up top to Dewey. Dewey's going to drill toward the elbow. Kicks out on the wing to Proctor. Proctor takes the screen. Now he's going to pull up for the three-pointer. No good. Rebound's knocked around. Controlled by Dewey. Now he gets it to Ellison. He pulls up for the jumper at the free throw line. No good. And this time the board comes to the Panthers. Back quickly comes Runzik. He dribbles up towards the low block. He's going to go in for the floater. No good. And Dewey gets the rebound. Think Runzik should have pulled out on that one? Or is it kind of hard to tell?
It's kind of hard to tell right there.
Yep. Less than 2 minutes left to play in the first quarter. 7-5, Mounts Home with the ball in the lead. Proctor gives it on the low block to Dewey. His shot is blocked by Robinson, and Greenbrier comes up with the ball.
Yeah, you know, Robinson's a big guy.
He is.
He's a real big guy. Probably not the tallest we've seen, but, man, he made a good, real good defensive player out there.
Absolutely. Runzik throws it to Weaver on the right side. 1:34 left to play in the first quarter. Now ball goes up top to Barry over on the right side to Runzik. Runzik drills to the free throw line, gives it to Weaver in the left corner. He's going to pull up for the three for the lead. Good. Eli Weaver with his first 3 points of the night. And the Panthers have their first lead of the evening, 8-7, with 1:17 left to play in the first quarter.
Yeah, it was a kind of a dribble drive kick. Weaver had his feet set, had all day there, and just made that shot.
Bickford dribbling on the left wing for the Bombers. Ball goes up top to Dewey, over to Ellison. Carson has it on the right side. He's going to pull up for the three-pointer to get the lead back. No good. And the Greenbrier gets a rebound. Weaver back the other way. Throws it up top to Jones. Over to Runzik on the left side. Now to Weaver. 49 seconds left to play in the first quarter. And now it's a one-point Greenbrier advantage. Weaver is going to dribble towards the elbow. Now kicks out to Runzik. Runzik going into the lane for the layup, and he gets it.
Yeah, Runzik straight into Proctor's body there, and Luke couldn't really do anything, kind of caught in between.
Jack Runzik with 5 points, 10-7. Greenbrier leading with 24 seconds left in the quarter. Bickford into the front court. Down to 16 seconds left to play in the period. So like Mount Holmes content to hold for the last shot of the period. Bickford throws it to Ellison on the left side, down to 10 seconds. Now up top to Bickford. Finds a cutting of Proctor, tries to go with the alley-oop left. He couldn't get it to go, and a rebound comes to Greenbrier. And Runzik's going to try to beat the buzzer with a long-distance shot. He can't get it to go, and we have reached the end of the first quarter. Man, that would have been a good one to have if he could have finished that.
Yeah, he was a great play design there, and Luke went up, caught the ball, had nobody on him, and just kind of just shorted it just a little bit off that glass there.
After one quarter of play, Greenbrier leading Mountain Home 10-7. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Use the smile to change your world, but don't let the world change your smile. Coleman Family Dentistry is a proud supporter of the Mountain Home Bombers, a family-friendly dental office providing the state-of-the-art clinic.